Four county executives in New York, including two from the Hudson Valley, are calling on the state to expand capacity at smaller baseball stadiums. They say current restrictions on the kinds of baseball parks in their counties would amount to a summer strikeout. A year ago, baseball was one of many recreational casualties of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, with more known about the virus and its spread, county leaders say their teams can take to the field safely, with rules in place for spectators. Dutchess County houses Dutchess Stadium, home of the Hudson Valley Renegades this year, a New York Yankees affiliate. Avid Mets fan and Republican Dutchess County executive Mark Molinaro says a 20% capacity limit for parks like Dutchess Stadium makes no sense.
We know that in order to get these teams on the field and in order to make sure these businesses can survive, and they are major businesses, in order for them to survive, 50% capacity really is necessary. And so the current guidance that's been offered just isn't enough to make these successful. And in our case, a 5,000-person stadium, we're talking 2,500 people with established safety plans.
Suffolk County is home of the Long Island Ducks and Democratic County Executive Steve Ballone. He hosted a virtual press conference Tuesday, saying current state guidance that allows for 20% capacity and requires mandatory testing at large-scale outdoor venues such as Citi Field or Yankee Stadium will not work for smaller minor league and independent stadiums like Duck Stadium.
We are asking the state to amend that guidance, pull out these smaller stadiums, separate them from these larger stadiums because they are different. They are separate, or they should be separate because the circumstances are really completely different.
Completely different, he says, than from Yankee Stadium or the Mets' Citi Field.
And the fact is, at 50% capacity, with people wearing face coverings, face masks, and maintaining distance between groups in an outdoor stadium, we believe that's about as safe an environment as you can be in.
Democratic Broome County Executive Jason Garner wants families to be able to watch the Mets affiliate Binghamton Rumble Ponies go to bat.
And I'll tell you something, for a Memorial Day, for a 4th of July weekend, I'd rather have a couple thousand people out watching a Rumble Ponies game than a couple thousand people inside their houses watching TV, because that's where the virus spreads.
And he takes the call for raising capacity one step further.
Let's have local control on these stadiums. I mean, I've been going to that stadium since it was built in 1992. Our local health department, we go to that stadium. We're very aware. We watch games there. We know the layout. We understand how it works. We understand how it flows. I think we are the best able to judge how many people can safely go to a game.
Republican Rockland County Executive Ed Day says the letter he and the other county executives sent to the state makes a point that local problems require local solutions.
And that really has been the vexing part of trying to maneuver through this entire pandemic, because that has not been the way things have been done. And we're seeing some loosening up now, and I hope that continues.
The Boulders play at Palisades Credit Union Park, formerly Provident Bank Park, in Pomona.
There is no reason why you cannot have a maximum of 3,000 people in that stadium. There's so much room there. And again, it fits what we have here. And that's really what it really comes down to. At 20%, frankly, it's not going to work. And we cannot have another year without baseball.
Meantime, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday announced that beginning April 2nd, large-scale college sports venues can host spectators at 10% indoor or 20% outdoor capacity. Fans must present proof of either a negative COVID test or vaccination. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.